Open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you want to put a title with tonight, what we're going to look at, it's called Triple Play. Triple Play. First Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. I already don't like sometimes what God is telling us to do. You ever do that when you read that? Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves, amongst believers, right? And to all men. We're to follow that which is good to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. It didn't say it was evil. If it appears to be evil, abstain from it. Don't do it. If meat causes my brother to offend, I will eat no meat. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify. That set you apart. Set you apart. Sanctify you wholly. Another word for that would be entirely. Or completely. Sanctify you wholly, and I pray. And he explains just what he means when he says holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's called triple play because we're going to look at some triplets or threes in your Bible. And you're going to find them in a King James Bible, but you don't find them the same in the other translations because they change so many of the words. And they've taken many of the passages in part or in whole right out of the Bible, even though there is evidence for them to be there from the Hebrew and the Greek text, the Old Testament, New Testament. First thing I want you to understand with this, it says holy. You know what you are? You are not a spirit and a body. You are not a soul and a body. You are a spirit, soul, and body. That means you're a tripart being. We like to say body, soul, and spirit, but that's not the way God lists it. He lists it, your spirit first, soul, and then body. That's the way it's most important. Your body that you have right now has got an expiration date on it. Your spirit, no. Your soul, no. Because even the soul of a lost person, there's no such thing, I'm sorry to the Jehovah's Witnesses, there's no such thing as annihilation of the wicked. There's an eternity in hell in the lake of fire for the soul of man that doesn't know Christ. So it says spirit, soul, and body. You know what the world tries to do? They try to make the soul and the spirit the same, and they get in a mess from that. That's what modern secular psychology does. Okay? They call your mind your psyche. See, I can say a big Greek word. All right? And you mess it up when you try to make a three-part being a two-part being. And it leads to so many problems that we see it compounded in the world today. If you neglect one part over the other two parts, you're going to have problems. You have to take care of your physical body. You know, and I said to somebody this week, too soon old, too late smart. I might not have put my body in certain situations before I ever started having car accidents. Okay. I'd blown out a knee. I'd blown out my back playing sports. First injuries. Okay. So I just want you to know there's things I might have changed. But I want you to understand something. The Bible makes it very clear. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Just going to look at part of verse 12, or we'll look at verse 12. Hebrews 4. Verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of what? Soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow." What's that? So you got your spirit, your soul, and your body mentioned, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Bible's full of threes. Go to 1 John 5. If you have a King James Bible, many of the newer translations, they don't have a 1 John 5:7 the way it is found in over 94% of extant Greek manuscripts. Many people in that Bible, they have a footnote there, and it says, not found in older and better texts, Greek texts. And they don't tell you that one of the oldest ones is called Vaticanus. And where was that from? Can any good thing come out of Rome? It was Vaticanus. It was found in the bowels of the Vatican. The other one's called Sinaiticus. And it was found in St. Anne's or St. Helen's nunnery. Okay. In Alexandria, Egypt. In a waste paper basket. That's the history of those two, and that's where they take most of the modern Bibles from. You want to know which ones are? I'm leaving tonight. Ask Pastor Kenny. He'll be back on Sunday. All right? But in those Bibles, they don't have a 1 John 5:7 according to what is 94%. I know it's over 90% of all extant manuscripts of 1 John. They take half of verse 6 and half of verse 8 to make it verse 7. They cut part of it out and put it together. And they take out this, the single greatest verse on the Godhead in the New Testament. Look at it. 1 John 5:7. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." One God in three distinct personalities, three distinct persons. And they take that verse out. You know why many of them do? Because that attacks, if you take it out, you've taken out a verse that speaks, one, to the deity of Christ. Two, that the Holy Spirit is not just a force moving in mankind. They want to believe in God the Father, but you know, people attack the Holy Spirit and they attack Jesus Christ. You take that verse out. They don't want to believe in the doctrine of the Godhead. Because if you do, it's going to open up more of what the Scripture is trying to teach you, and it also messes with your understanding of who you are. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth." That means you come before the earth huggers. "And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created he him. Male and female created he them. There's many, one of the fastest growing religions in the world today does not believe that a woman is equal to in value to a man. That's not what God says. You notice that his image and likeness, you know why? I'm going to show you a little bit here as we do go through this, but image and likeness, you have a mind, a heart, and a will. A mind, I'm not talking about the physical brain in your head, I'm talking about your soul. You have a mind to know God, you have a heart to love God, and you have a will to obey God. Three, you have a spirit, a soul, and a body. The word, Greek word for soul, you get caught with, they'll try to tell you, it's psyche. The Father, the soul. Look at Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a... And I know you're going to say, but doesn't it say God is the Spirit, and all they that worship him in spirit and truth? I want you to think about this. Man became a living soul when God breathed into him. Father's soul became a living soul. The Son, no man has seen the Father at any time, lest the Son declare him. He is the body. He paid for your sin in his own flesh. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, he's made out of the dust of the ground. Isn't that interesting? And that name for the body is soma. Okay? And then you have pneuma. What do you think that's going to be? You ever used a pneumatic drill? It has to do with breath. It has to do with the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Psyche, soma, and pneuma. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Spirit, soul, and body. Now, you don't even have to agree. The only one I am absolutely positive I've got right is the body, Jesus Christ. If you want to switch the Holy Ghost to the soul and God the Father to the Spirit, have at it. I'll get that straightened out when I see him face to face. Amen? So I just want you to think about that. 1 John 5, 7. Three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, these three are one. We're to be sanctified wholly, completely unto God, our spirit, our soul, and our body. You have soul, body, and spirit, living soul. You have out of the dust of the ground, something physical, and the breath of life. Now watch this. Genesis chapter 1. Verse 14. This is after God's already created the heaven and the earth. Not heavens. There wasn't a need for the heavens yet. The heaven and the earth. Verse 1. And God said in verse 14, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the what? Stars also. What was the greater light? the Son. Right? What was the lesser light? The moon. Behold the moon. The Bible says, behold the moon, it shineth not. You study astronomy and you realize it does not give off light. It reflects the light of the sun. That's why we have the Sun of Righteousness rising in our lives. And the moon is compared to the bride of the sun. She has no light of her own. She can only reflect the light of the sun to others. Amen? And then it says, and the stars also. Jesus Christ, mankind, angels. You have physical stars, and then you find that it talks about the stars being related to angels. Just think about it. You have the family. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis is a book of beginnings. There was no family before there was a family. See how smart I am? Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. You ever notice that a lot of times the safest place for a woman, if she's afraid, if the man is doing what he's supposed to do, is right under his arm? Many times, the heartbeat of the man can calm the heartbeat of the woman. That's just something extra. That's not in the message tonight. Okay? And the rib which the Lord God had taken out from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. And they two shall be what? One flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife. And they were not ashamed. You bring a man and a woman together and they're not ashamed. And what do they produce? Third part. Father, mother, children. It's a three. God is outside of time. He's the creator of time. It has no control over him because he is I am. He's the ever-present, ever-living, always was, is, and will be. Time helps our brains not to explode, trying to understand. And so what do they talk about time in? Three. Past, present, and future. And you can find that in the scriptures, what Jesus delivered Paul from. Okay? He delivered him in one place. He is delivering him, and he will deliver him in the future. You still with me? Past, present, and future. Now look at, let me see here. We're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 3. And once you get that, get 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Peter chapter 3. It's speaking about those who deny Jesus Christ, deny that he is God, deny that he's coming. Verse 3, it says, for this, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Had to deal with that at the senior saints. Had to deal with it at senior saints. Someone believed in Mother Nature. And I said, who do you think created nature? You got to believe something if you don't want to believe there's a God. And if you don't want to believe there's a God, you won't have to answer to Jesus Christ. But if Jesus Christ is real and God is real, you're going to answer to somebody. So let's make it something that has no personality or no care or concern for your soul, your spirit, or your body. Okay? For this they willingly are ignorant of, that the word of God, that by the word of God the heavens were of old. See, plural. And the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world then was, being overthrown with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are what? Now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Future. Heavens, there's more than one. Talked about in three different periods of time. The past, the present, and the future. You still with me? Okay. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It said heavens there in 2 Peter 3. How do I know how many there are? It is not expedient for me, that is verse 1 of 2 Corinthians 12. This is the Apostle Paul speaking by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For me, doubtless to glory, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the what? Third heaven. It says there is a third heaven. So if there's a third heaven, now there is a second and third. Third heaven is the abode of God. Second heaven is outer space. First heaven, you breathe it. The sky above you. You still with me? Okay. There's what caused the problem Tuesday was I started off and I said there's only three classifications or three types of people in the world. There's the Jew, God's chosen people. There's the Gentiles, made up of all people who are not Jews and are not saved. No matter what culture they come from, they're Gentiles. Okay? So you have the Jews, you have the Gentiles, and you have the church, made up of all believers. And the church is the body of Christ. It's not a Baptist church. It's not the Methodist church. It's not the Episcopal church. It's not the Catholic church. It's not the Mormon church. It's not the Jehovah's Witnesses church. It's not the Hindu temple. It is not the Muslim temple. It's not a New Age play. And I made list of these things often, and someone had a problem with me about Catholicism. And we spent some time talking to her, trying to help her to think about her own soul. I pray every day for a divine appointment. I didn't expect it to be at a meeting of the senior saints, but we had one. Okay? So you have the first, second, and the third heaven. Do you know your Bible? Originally written or given, and no one has the originals. They do not exist extant all together in any group. Anybody who talks about the originals and saying, well, my Bible's close to the originals, they point to a copy of a copy of a copy of different things. All right? But the languages of the Bible were Greek, which is the English-speaking language of that day, the single most known language on the face of the earth at the time of Jesus was Greek. And then you had Hebrew, because it's going to be written in the language of God's chosen people. And then there was some Aramaic. Okay? So the Bible was written originally in three languages in the text that was given: Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. The Old Testament is made up of three different groups. It's made up of the law, the Torah. It's made up of the prophets. And it's made up of the writings. Three. The New Testament is divided into three different things: the Gospels, Acts, and the Epistles. Because even the book of Revelation is the Epistle of John. Okay? So, three again. The tabernacle that the Jews worshipped at had the outer court, the holy place, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies, the place where God was to dwell with men. And when God came and gave himself, when Jesus cried, "It is finished," the veil between the Holy of Holies and the holy place where men were supposed to come, they weren't the only one allowed into the Holy of Holies, was the high priest, and that was once a year. But when Jesus said, "It is finished," the veil between the Holy of Holies and the holy place was rent in twain. So that means the place where man could come and the worship was given was directly with who? So you have the outer court, the holy place, and the Holy of Holies. Your Bible is three part. You say, how do you get this one? Well, you have the Old Testament, right? Genesis through Malachi. You have the New Testament, Matthew through Revelation, and then you have the incarnate Word, the living Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You can't know the first two, the Old Testament and the New Testament, without the living Testament within you. You won't understand it. People will study it, but they will not apply it to themselves without Jesus Christ. Three parts. When man falls, he falls in a triple. Turn to James chapter 1. I don't know if you like this. I get excited when I see these things in my Bible. James chapter 1. Look at verse 13. "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. We even have a fallen cherubim, an angelic being, who's called the tempter. And he's not God. And then after he tempts you, and you don't resist it, for there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that ye be able to bear it." It says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own," what? "And enticed." This is biblical psychedelics. You ready? He's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. So we got L-S. And when sin, and sin when it is finished, it bringeth forth death, L-S-D. People think it's going to expand their horizons. It'll keep them from the horizon. Man's fall, lust, sin, and death. Mankind, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. See, when people say, well, you base what you believe on what God says. You can't think for yourself. I know that in me dwelleth. And if my thinking doesn't match his thinking, God's thinking, it's stinking thinking. And it will lead to a pile of stinking things. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You ready? Did I have the right verse here? Okay, verse 31 says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And when you do that, it says, give none offense neither to who? To the Jews, nor to the who? Nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men, so he's saying all men are included in those three things. Jew, Gentile, and a church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many that they might be, or they may be, saved. Jew, Gentile, and the church of God, also called the body of Christ in the New Testament. You can prove it out. That's not the point I'm going to do tonight. Three, only three types of people in the world. God's chosen people, the Jews, all other the lost, unsaved people, Gentiles, and then the church of God, made up of Jews and Gentiles who've come to Christ. Amen? Now, think about this. Maybe my son Michael could help me with this. He has to deal with this at time and time. Pray for him as he deals with people in a nursing home, and there's people he ministers to, he gets attached to, and he prays for, tries to witness to as he ministers their medical needs, and he's had a couple of them pass away this week. Okay? You know why I say that? Because when they want to declare death, right? Used to be, they stop breathing. But even when you stop breathing, your heart stops breathing after that generally. Okay? There'll be a few beats they can find as it winds down, but they don't declare full death until what? No brainwave activity. So you have your mind, your brain, your heart, your soul, your feeler, and you have your lungs, the breath of life. Three parts. So understand this when you leave here. You're created in the image of likeness of God. And no matter what the world tries to make you think, there's no mistakes. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Because the triune God made you so. And all God's people said, good night and God bless.